Some educators and advocates are concerned that a new bill aimed at curbing illegal immigration could lead to parents pulling their children out of school. The measure, if signed by the governor, would require law enforcement to comply with federal immigration authorities, which opponents say could virtually turn officers inside schools into immigration agents. WPLN's Julieta Martinelli reports.
It was fear and speculation that drove hundreds of people to protest in front of the state capitol last week in one of the largest immigration demonstrations in recent years.
When my family is under attack, what do we do?
Stand up, fight back!
When my mother is under attack, what do we do?
Stand up, fight back!
When my immigrant community is under attack, what
the bill requires local police to comply with U.S. immigration and customs enforcement requests. Cities which fail to do so would lose out on certain state grants. But opponents say it also requires officers to ask about immigration status, even upon routine encounters. And they say that includes school resource officers and campus police. Jasmine Ramirez works with middle schoolers at an after-school program in Nashville. She says families are concerned that minor behavioral issues, reporting a crime, or even picking up their children from school could result in deportation.
They're terrified of even sending, if this law was to pass, even sending their students to school, we would see a lot of what happened in Morristown.
Ramirez is referring to a massive raid at an East Tennessee meatpacking plant last month. The day after, more than 500 students missed school. And while the bill doesn't expressly state that police officers must ask for immigration status, it does prohibit policies, official or not, that protect undocumented people. In a written statement to WPLN, Representative Jay Reedy, who sponsored the bill, says it has been misrepresented. The Middle Tennessee Republican says the legislation aims to tighten policy that already exists to keep, quote, Tennesseans safe. Those affected don't know who to believe, but they are scared, says Jill Spearing of the Metro Nashville Board of Education. She says the distraction is already apparent.
Not only does it impact our immigrant children, it also impacts their friends. It impacts teachers. Students see that their friends are fearful and the whole community is disturbed. And when that happens, learning is very difficult to achieve.
Spearing says she signed a letter, along with a number of educators from across the state, in asking the governor to veto the legislation. Once he receives the bill, Haslam will have 10 days to make a decision. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Julieta Martinelli.